Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the Equippers International Podcast, where we're studying the book of Romans. We're in chapter 11. We're down in the weeds, so to speak, with Paul and his discussion of Israel and God's dealing with them. We just got finished looking there through verse 6, where Paul talks about God having a gracious choice of a remnant of present-day Israel in Paul's time. Remember those key words, in this present time, a remnant. There's a remnant. There is a group within Israel that God has chosen. Now look what he says there starting in verse 7. So what then? There's another one of Paul's pedagogical questions. He's teaching. That's the Greek word for teaching, pedagogy. He's going along and he's driving this whole discussion. He's a master teacher. And so he asks this question again. So what then? It's like there's this curiosity all the time that he's anticipating in his readers. And he says, what Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it. He's saying that those, who are those that he's referring to? He's referring to the ones back in verse 5 that he says were chosen by God as a remnant. He says those within Israel have obtained it. Now, we talked at some point in the podcasting for the book of Romans. I don't remember when, but I'm sure I've done it. We've talked about God choosing. Yes, I think it was in Romans chapter 8. We talked about those who he foreknew, he predestined, and those whom he predestined, he called. Now, God does call, but his calling is not a determinism, meaning people are not controlled by his calling, nor is his choosing. He chooses them and they respond. Now, this is a mystery of God's dealing with man. He knows who's going to respond, but he doesn't let or make his knowing a controlling factor in the process. So when we say he had a gracious choice, it's not like he chose 100 and all the others were exempt. No, he just simply extended his gracious choice to whoever would respond. And as a result of them responding, they became the remnant. But he knew that not all would respond. And he's also involved in this process playing out on a practical basis. And he says that part of Israel that is seeking this righteousness, they didn't obtain it. But those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Now let's talk about this, and let's be very careful how we begin to apply this passage of Scripture. I personally don't believe these verses about how God has dealt with Israel are to be applied on a universal level. I believe we can't be any more clear that Paul has zeroed in his discussion into a specific application of Israel and the remnant within Israel. So within that context, in the context of God having sovereignly chosen Israel to be a nation, and he made them a nation those thousands of years before, he chose to interact with them in a certain way relationally. And as a result of their disobedience and their rebellion and their rejection of him, there was a hardening process that took place, and God was involved in that process. The prophets wrote about it. This is exactly what Paul discusses here in verse 8. He says, it is written. He's referring to Isaiah. He says, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not and ears to hear not, down to this very day. There's another historical time reference. When is this very day? It is this present time. It is Paul's time. It is the time that Paul was writing this letter. It is not today. not 2,000 years after Paul wrote the letter. So you see how important it is when we're interpreting Scripture that we don't take the liberties to extend these time references out into the future. That is an abuse of our scriptural interpretation. Paul's saying that there is a hardening that is taking place to his present day. And David says, "Let their table become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a retribution to them, and let their eyes be darkened to see not and bend their backs forever." And remember, Jesus, in his teaching to the Pharisees, to those religious leaders that represented their connection to the ancient Israel, he quoted these same passages to them from Isaiah when he spoke in parables, because he says their eyes have been blinded and their ears have been made dull, so they can't see and they can't hear. This is like a natural consequence of disobedience. And I don't believe that it's necessarily that God just randomly chose to harden them. Again, he's not a random God, but he knew that this process playing out the way it did in the natural, it would lead to their hardening. And this is what naturally happened to Israel because of their disobedience. And Paul says in verse 11, "I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be." So what is he saying? He's saying that this part of Israel that has stumbled over Jesus in his present day, they haven't completely fallen. God still loves them, and God still has a purpose for them. He says, "May it never be, but by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous." This is the dynamic that's playing out in the first century. We saw this in the book of Acts. Paul is traveling there with some of his co-laborers, and he's in the synagogues day after day, and he is so put out with the disobedience and the rejection on behalf of the Jews to the gospel message. He says, "We're going to now turn to the Gentiles. We're going to leave you Jews. We're going to leave what remains of Israel, and we're going to now focus on the Gentiles." And as a result, because the Gentiles began to come in during that time period, it was to arouse Israel to jealousy, because God was trying to do everything he could to reach and bring salvation to his chosen people, to those that remained as a remnant. Now, this is so important to understand. It's not talking about how God is using Gentiles today to make Jews jealous. We should never approach it that way. It's not biblical. It's not what Paul's teaching here. He's not saying that our evangelism efforts and the way that we behave as Gentiles around Jews should make them jealous, and that because of their jealousy, they're going to be moved to salvation in Christ. No, that's not what's happening 2,000 years after the book of Romans was written. Paul's going to wrap this whole thing up. This whole discussion in chapters 9, 10, and 11 is going somewhere, and Paul's going to bring it to a conclusion. And so we don't reach back into these passages and then make some interpretive application for the 21st century, because that was not Paul's intention. It's not how it played out in history. And I'm pretty adamant about this. I've told you before in previous episodes, I'll bring across my opinion. I submit it to you in all humility. I do it with confidence because it's where I am, and I don't make any apology because of it. But I also just submit it to you for your consideration. So Paul says that when the Gentiles came in, those that remained of Israel that were still hardening their hearts to God in the first century, that it was God's intention and desire for them to be moved to jealousy, that they would want what the Gentiles had found. But as the story goes on, we're going to learn that's not what happened. Okay, so let's stop there. We'll pick up in the following episode. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.